listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Productions, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Continuing this week's series, Jeff Fish shares how Scripture reveals life-changing encounters with God's glory and invites us to know Him more deeply. Our key verse for today is Exodus chapter 33, verse 18. Then Moses said, "Please, show me your glory." Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver and our series on the glory of God. Yesterday, we began to understand what God's glory means and how it fills creation, revealing His majesty and holiness. Today, we'll focus on encountering the glory of God through Scripture. Throughout the Bible, there are powerful moments where individuals had life-changing encounters with God's glory. These stories not only help us understand His greatness, but also show us how His glory transforms those who experience it. Our key verse today is Exodus chapter 33, verse 18, and it captures a heartfelt plea from Moses. "Please show me your glory." This request was not born out of curiosity, but out of a deep desire to know God more intimately. As we explore this passage and others like it, we'll see how encountering God's glory invites us into a closer relationship with Him and calls us to respond with worship and surrender. We see in Exodus 33 that Moses had already experienced God's power and presence in incredible ways. He witnessed the plagues in Egypt, the parting of the Red Sea, and God's provision in the wilderness. Yet Moses longed for something deeper, a fuller revelation of God's glory. When Moses asked to see God's glory, God responded by proclaiming His goodness and revealing His character. We see in Exodus chapter 34, 6 through 7, it says, "Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, 'The Lord God, compassionate and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in faithfulness and truth, who keeps faithfulness for thousands, who forgives wrongdoings, violation of his law, and sin.'" The encounter shows us that God's glory is not only about His power and majesty, it's also about His goodness, mercy, and love. To see God's glory is to know Him more fully, not just as a powerful creator, but as a personal, compassionate Father. Likewise, another powerful encounter with God's glory is found in Isaiah chapter 6. In this vision, Isaiah sees the Lord seated on a throne with the train of His robes filling the temple. Seraphim call out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of armies. The whole earth is full of His glory." We see this in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3. And Isaiah's response to this vision is striking. He cries out, "Woe to me, for I am ruined, because I am man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of armies." God's glory revealed Isaiah's sinfulness, but it also led to his purification and commissioning for God's work. This encounter reminds us that God's glory transforms us. It humbles us, reveals our need for His grace, and equips us to live out His purposes. Isaiah's vision challenges us to respond to God's glory, not just with awe, but with a willingness to be changed. While Moses and Isaiah experience glimpses of God's glory, the ultimate revelation of His glory is found in Jesus. John chapter 1, verse 14 declares, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Jesus is the radiance of God's glory. Through His life, death, and resurrection, we see the fullness of God's character, His holiness, love, justice, and mercy. In Jesus, the glory of God is made accessible to us, inviting us into a relationship with Him. Consider the transfiguration of Jesus in Matthew chapter 17, verse 2, where his face shone like the sun and his clothes became as white as light. This moment revealed his divine nature and gave the disciples a glimpse of his heavenly glory. It reminds us that encountering God's glory in Jesus leads us to worship and deepens our faith. Though we may not have dramatic visions like Moses or Isaiah, we can still encounter God's glory in our daily lives. His glory is revealed through his word, his creation, and his work in our hearts. When we take time to seek him in prayer, study scripture, and worship, we open ourselves to experiencing his presence. Psalm chapter 33, verse 2 captures this longing. "So I have seen you in the sanctuary, to see your power and glory." This verse reminds us that encountering God's glory is not about extraordinary circumstances. It's about seeking him with a sincere heart. Think about moments when you felt especially close to God. Perhaps it was during worship, in a time of answered prayer, or while reading his word. These encounters are glimpses of his glory meant to draw us closer to him. And as you reflect on Jesus as the full revelation of God's glory, ask yourself, how has knowing Christ changed your understanding of who God is? How does his glory inspire you to live differently? Every encounter with God's glory calls for a response. Like Moses, we are invited to seek more of God. Like Isaiah, we are called to surrender our lives and follow his purpose. And like the disciples at the Transfiguration, we are moved to worship Jesus as the Son of God. Psalm chapter 29, verse 2 encourages us, "Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in holy attire." Our response to God's glory is worship, not just in words, but in how we live. It's about aligning our hearts with his will and reflecting his character in our actions. Ask yourself, how is God inviting you to respond to his glory today? What steps can you take to seek him more intentionally and let his glory shape your life? Let's close with this thought in mind. God's glory, as revealed in scripture, is a call to deeper intimacy, transformation, and worship. Through the stories of Moses, Isaiah, and Jesus, we see that encountering God's glory is both humbling and life-changing. It invites us to know him more fully and to live in a way that reflects his greatness. As we continue this journey, let's ask God to show us his glory in our own lives. May we seek him with hearts open to his presence and respond with worship that honors him. And until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected with Awaken to Deliver, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If this podcast blesses you, we encourage you to leave a rating and review. Your feedback not only helps the podcast grow, but also makes it easier for others to discover this message of faith and inspiration. For more content, follow Jeff Fish on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at Fish Talk for Jesus. You can also visit the Linktree on the podcast website for easy access to all his social platforms and to check out his book, 30 Days of Patience. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If this podcast or Jeff's content has blessed you and you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a donation through the links provided in the Linktree. Your support helps to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another episode as we continue diving into God's Word together.